Lots of news to get to today. We're following what remains of Hurricane Sally, which is now downgraded but continues to dump rain in the southeast. Also, in New York City, they're delaying the start of in-person learning for students in public schools there over continued concerns about the safety of students and teachers. And President Trump says his CDC director, Robert Redfield, was mistaken when Redfield said a COVID-19 vaccine won't be widely available until the second half of next year.
And then there is Attorney General William Barr's comments comparing coronavirus lockdowns to slavery. The nation's top law enforcement official spoke yesterday in Virginia.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders, is like house arrest. Other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Well, here is the response from House Majority Whip James Clyburn speaking on CNN today.
I think that statement by Mr. Barr was the most ridiculous, tone-deaf, god-awful things I've ever heard.
Joining us now is NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, let's start with those comments about coronavirus and slavery. Barr mocked the idea that scientists should be guiding the political response to the pandemic. Why is he wading into this issue right now?
Well, you know, Jeremy, those remarks came during a question and answer session in front of a predominantly conservative audience connected to Hillsdale College. Barr was asked a question about the Constitution, the First Amendment, and religious liberty in light of the coronavirus pandemic. And he has been outgoing. His Justice Department has sent letters to local and state authorities asking those authorities why they are applying lockdown orders to religious freedom and religious practices. And as you heard from the reaction, the applause from that crowd last night, Barr was speaking to an audience which largely agreed with him about the importance of religious freedom and civil rights.
Barr also accused career prosecutors in the Justice Department of being political. What did he say exactly? And how unusual is it for the Attorney General to publicly criticize his own Justice Department like that?
This was a speech and remarks celebrating Constitution Day, Jeremy, but Bill Barr used his public appearance to mostly attack his own Department of Justice career employees. He said many of them are not apolitical. Many of them act like headhunters going after high-profile targets for their own aggrandizement, and that they need to be more deferential to authority at the Justice Department, namely Bill Barr, the Attorney General, who basically says he is the ultimate decider. He has some political accountability because he reports to the president, and that's the way things should work at the Justice Department. Noteworthy that several career prosecutors have quit under Bill Barr's reign this year over concerns about specific cases.
Well, and a lot of people think that he is the one who's gotten too political. He's been criticized for his handling of high-profile cases involving close associates of President Trump, including Michael Flynn and Roger Stone. And he defended himself against criticism that he had interfered with those cases. Listen.
And as I say to FBI agents, whose agent do you think you are? Now, I don't say this in a pompous way. But that is the chain of authority and legitimacy in the Department of Justice.
Carrie, do legal scholars agree with that?
Well, there are some, quite a few, actually, conservative scholars who do believe that a Justice Department should run with political leadership overseeing the work of subordinate prosecutors. What's unusual here, Jeremy, is that there are now multiple investigations of Bill Barr's interventions in some of these cases. The Inspector General is looking at matters. House Democrats on Capitol Hill are looking at other matters. We have prosecutors resigning, as I mentioned earlier, and we also had two current Justice Department employees take the almost unheard of step of testifying on Capitol Hill earlier this summer, calling themselves whistleblowers and talking about political interference that they thought Bill Barr was intervening in cases to help President Trump. That is not normal at the Justice Department.
Just briefly, Carrie, I have to ask you about one more thing. The Wall Street Journal reported that Barr told federal prosecutors in a call last week that they should charge violent protesters with serious crimes, potentially even prosecuting them for plotting to overthrow the U.S. government. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the attorney general floated the idea of prosecuting people for sedition. Of course, a successful prosecution for seditious conspiracy would require not just what people think or say, but taking active steps to coordinate and conspire with each other. That's a very, very serious criminal charge, Jeremy. And a number of people who have studied this issue don't believe that the kinds of protests we've seen to date would hold up any kind of seditious conspiracy charge of the sort Bill Barr is talking about.
That is NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thank you.
My pleasure.